This is Hannah.
This is Rachel.
And this is
What I'd Like to Tell People.
Hello, everyone. It has been quite a bit. I missed you all. I have been really busy with getting ready for art shows, and honestly, that is what I was working on all these, basically this month, and I had some other things come up, so of course life happens, but here we are. I can't wait to interview more people, which I started to already, so I can't wait for you guys to hear new episodes that will be out quite soon. Anyways, let's get to the episode. We talked to Emily, Sam, and William, because that is what they call him, even though it's Will also, but that is his full name. Carrying on, I can't wait for you to meet them because they are part of an awesome band called Grady Band, and they are DC area music group. So enjoy.
Hello, everyone. We are here with Grady Band, and if you guys, no one's going to see you guys at all, so yay. If you guys could introduce each other, I guess, that'd be great.
Yeah, all right. Sure. I've got Emily on my right.
Yeah. That's
Emily. Imagine. Yeah, close your eyes. I'm like, who? To my left is Samantha Collings. Ah. And, you don't get to name yourself. I named her, she named me, so I guess let's do it together. And to the farthest left we have William Salzman.
Yeah,
or you said Willie earlier, so I'm not sure.
Oh god, not Willie. No.
Oh, he loves it. He loves being called Willie. It's more favorite. Of a private
okay, good. So all those names are totally different, obviously. So how did Grady come together? Like, how did you guys meet, I guess? All three of you.
So I met Emily working at a coffee shop through a mutual friend about 2018. And they were like, oh my gosh, I met this girl. She makes awesome music. And I kind of just turned a blind eye to it. I was like, yeah, everyone tells me that all the time, like, you know, everyone has a friend who makes great music who I should be making music with, makes a lot of sense. But I just, you know, I so happened to get onto her SoundCloud page, just kind of, you know, open to giving it a shot, and was just absolutely blown away by the demos that she had posted. Don't get a big head about it. So I listened to them a lot, and I wrote some drum parts and some piano parts. We don't have a piano player, so that was kind of in vain, and some harmonies. And I approached her at a Friendsgiving a couple weeks later and said, I'm Samantha, and I have drum parts to your songs, and we should play together.
That's so adorable and amazing. Like, how long ago was this?
2018.
Yeah, so, like, oh, you did say 2018. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, I'm so captured in your story. And I was like,
sorry.
No. Wow, that's awesome. So you did the drumming parts and the piano also?
Yeah. We didn't have a bass player at the time. And I didn't know anybody who I thought might be a good fit on the bass yet. So I was just like, I'm going to write some like bassy parts on the piano and see if anything sticks there. And we got lucky enough to stumble upon our dear William. We've known each other for nearly a decade now. We played music together as kids, or within the same circle, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And Will was pretty persistent. He heard Grady and he said, I'm going to be in Grady. And we said, no, you're not. And then now he's in Grady.
Well, look, first off, what did Emily say to you writing parts of the drums?
What'd you think? Yeah, so again, like, that was like one of the best days of my life because here it was, I know, just going to a humble Friendsgiving. And I've been playing music for a while, but primarily by myself. I had a band as a kid and I'd abandoned for in college, but I had been alone for a little while and I was really craving musical partnership and wanted to play in a band. Because I've never been interested in really doing music as any kind of like a solo thing. So yeah, this girl who I didn't know really at all was just like, hi, I found your SoundCloud and I wrote drum and like bass parts to like all of the
Why
songs.
Why does she sound like a robot?
I kind of said it a little bit methodically. It was like, I'm going to lay out all the facts for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it was very fact driven. Yeah. And yeah, I was like, oh my God, great. And so then we had our first jam. Probably like a couple weeks later or something, and I went to Sam's apartment and neither of us really had like the equipment that we needed with us. So Sam played like a drum pad and I played an electric guitar unplugged, like without an amp. So, but it was amazing because even with these very as we like to say, meager materials,
yeah,
we could immediately feel that there was like this musical chemistry and mm-hmm. it was making sense and we were like, oh.
Yeah.
And then you had to grab Dear William.
Yeah.
Well, I had heard Grady for a while and had caught a couple shows. I was like pretty familiar with all the songs. I guess the way that like technically I first played with Grady was there was this day where they were recording at American University for like a class, mm-hmm. I guess. And the person who was playing bass in the band at the time couldn't make the recording. So I was driving Sam to the studio and I was just like, hey, or I think you guys asked me, you're like, do you want to fill in on this song? I was like, yes, please. So we like went into the studio and I learned the songs pretty much on the spot. And ever since then, just been playing.
Yeah.
It was a very natural fit. Like, yeah. Immediately yeah. It was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome.
No, you definitely...
Welcome home.
Yeah. We had the right energy for it. I think Emily and I have, like, not to sound super corny, but, like, a really intense musical chemistry where, like, it's kind of a game of, like, let's finish each other's sentences over and over again when it comes to, like, you know, anything involving songwriting or, like, what vision we have for the project or stuff like that. So we were really precious about, like, for a long time, we just planned on playing as a duo because the idea of having anybody else come in and disrupt that like flow that we had for so long, we were like, no, maybe not. But then Will came in and just immediately kind of, for lack of a better way, put it, proved himself. And we were like, oh, yeah, okay, that works.
Yeah.
Don't cry. Make me blush.
He's crying in the corner right now. He's so happy.
Yes, he's a fish called. Yeah.
That's so cute though. I love that. Like, it's just like so wholesome. I was like, so all right, obviously Sam, I'm going to call you that because my cousin Sam is Samantha also. So okay, yeah, so it's a great name and why not keep it. So how did you guys come up with the name Grady? What is it?
Exactly.
So, I assumed it was Emily, but I just want to know like if you came up with a little bit.
Yeah, no. So this is a bit of a contentious topic at the minute because we've started working with someone who's probably going to be our manager. And she was like, you guys need to change your name because there are many Gradys.
There's so many Gradys.
So the origin of the name for our purposes is that I lived in Charlottesville for several years. And I lived on a street called Grady Avenue. And I hate saying that because I don't like, oh, you know, it's not I'm named the band
cliche,
after this
yeah.
is very cliche. That's not really what happened. I had the mm-hmm. word Grady in a song title, and it was like the first song that Sam and I ever really worked on together, and that was like our thing for yeah. a while was this one song, and then we just kind of started calling. I don't know. We shopped around for other names, and it's funny because like. In past bands, I've never had any issues coming up with a name, but it felt like every time we tried to cook up something that described us, it just felt very inauthentic mm-hmm. and like just cooked and put on, and something we just kind of became Grady. It was like this very natural thing yeah. where I was like, this name, this word somehow describes our essence. And sometimes the thing that we kind of talk about too is that as like a female fronted and like, you know, sounds like female dominant.
I mean, the way she was that way.
We didn't want a band name that suggested femininity right off the bat. We kind of like the surprise, or like, I like the ambiguity of the name Grady, and we mm-hmm. think it just kind of sounds like a crusty old man. We liked that.
So I liked it for that too, actually. I was like, it sounds like some kind of like punk little old man doing, I don't know what.
It's got a charm to it. There's like a certain level of like, I don't know about that. And yeah, no, the name just felt very us from the get-go. It definitely started as kind of a joke when we were pondering band names.
Yes.
Like, let's just call ourselves Grady. We're just going to be Grady. And like, after a while, it was just like, no, that really does feel right. And we had a lot of people just in disgust over the band name. Yeah. A lot of off-the-bat haters that were just like, you need to do something different. And we didn't.
Yeah.
And you know what? Haters going to hate it.
Now we're so attached to the name that the thought of changing it, like, we sat around and drank Chick-fil-A milkshakes and like traded books around in a circle trying to like rip meaning from pieces of text and be like, could we do this, and it's everything just feels so wrong.
I think the key there about the book trade too, which I think is a funny detail, is that it was the Bible, Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. one of the first ones, and what was the other
Joan Didion,
yes,
Slouching Towards Bethlehem.
Yeah. And we were just in a rotation doing like a 6-minute timer, like, all right, write down all of the phrases that sound cool.
Yeah.
None of them did.
It's such an eclectic sort.
Yeah,
for sure.
We wanted to make sure all of our bases were covered.
Yeah.
Gotta have all of them, or else, you know. I agree. No, since I couldn't find too many of your songs online, apologies. So how many songs have you written together since 2018? Or what are you working on?
So,
or both, I guess. We have
written a lot. Mm-hmm. Emily is the, what's the word that I'm looking for? The prepper and the chef behind all of the songs.
Yes.
She cooks up all the ideas and stuff. And then Will and I are kind of the expo in that dynamic where she'll bring us like an almost fully completed song, and we'll sprinkle some parsley on it, make sure it gets to the table, you know, still warm, still ready to be eaten. This anthology has gone on for too long. Analogy.
It sounds really good though, because I'm hungry. So
I think I might be too. But we've written a lot. I think the most exciting thing going on for us right now is that we've spent the last, a month or so, kind of in and out of the studio. We just did our sixth day yesterday, and we're planning to release an EP probably pretty shortly.
Early summer, if we can. Seven
songs. Let me know then, and I can always have you guys come back on too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's really kind.
Yeah, I would love to promote that for you guys.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Of course, I think that's what we're most excited about. Because we've been playing as this band kind of officially for a little bit less than a year. It'll be a year at the end of June. And we've done everything without releasing any music. We have our demos up on SoundCloud, or not SoundCloud, Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, yeah.
And I think that we've loved playing live. That's like kind of our bread and butter. That's like where we have the most fun.
Yeah.
But being in the studio has been like just absolutely incredible. We have the best engineer and producer in the world, Ben Green. If any musicians are looking for somewhere to record, we have nothing but good things to say about him.
Ivacoda Studios.
Yeah, Ivacoda Studios in DC. He is, the only word I can think of would be one that is profane, so I won't. But he's just,
you're allowed awesome. To on this. I don't
he's
care.
Shit, like the, he's,
yeah.
He's,
oh my god, I cuss on this podcast more than that.
Yeah, no, he's just fucking amazing. Like I feel like there's no way to describe it other than like really pushing that he's just so awesome. Like he's
great person.
Yeah, he's kind. He's a genius about music and production. He is very patient. He has great ideas. You know, he's the best. But after a year of doing this, like playing live with nothing to offer outside of that, we're excited to put something on the table.
Mm-hmm. Well, I personally love that you actually did just do it live for a whole year or so. Not just, but I think it's just kind of cool. It's like, oh, who's this band? And it's more like, I don't know. I personally, obviously everyone loves live music the most, mm-hmm. but personally, I think that's what made you guys so mysterious and awesome is that you have it just on stage and you love performing. And that is what it's about. It's like performing together, having that ambiance together and creating just something awesome. And I think it's really, really cool that you even are like able to do that and be able to start doing an EP. It's like, how are you even having all of these hats? And the fact that you did
that's
a good question.
It was an intense couple of months doing the residency and our other live gigs and being in the studio. But I mean, it's what we love to do. So like, even on the hard days, you gotta just check yourself and be like, oh,
this is actually the best thing ever.
This is incredibly rewarding, and lucky. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about because I do art, visual art. So like some days I do a lot of the art for a flower bomb in them. So So some of those days I don't want to go in the studio, and I'm like, I just can't. But then you know, like once you do it, you're like, you're gonna feel something, and you're something awesome. And like today I did that. So thank you for reminding me. That's what you guys have to kind of do, right?
For sure.
So for your EP, do you have it like based off of like what's your favorite part about it so far that you've been working on? Because it's different for every musician, obviously. So
that's a good question.
I think for me, my favorite part about it is that actually sitting down and having to go part by part and deconstructing the songs via the act of creating them, it really, especially with somebody like Ben Green, who's just like an eagle-eyed, eagle-eared. I don't know if eagles have superior hearing power.
They do. I'm a bird dork. Anyway,
there we go.
I'm glad we got immediate confirmation.
Birds. So I feel you on that. But it's like having someone like him being like, "Well, why?
Right.
Why are you moving like this?
I actually don't know."
Wouldn't it be better if, and you're like, oh God, you know? But so that's been my favorite part, is like just sort of expanding the possibility of where the songs can go. Right. And even at moments when it's been like slightly challenging, I think that's been ultimately very rewarding. And then you listen back to a bounce of a recording and you're like, wow, this has grown so much from point A to point B.
I think being able to hear the songs and like, it's an entirely different context, because live, it's just like the three of us and you know, it's pretty, I mean, it's super powerful, but it's in the studio, we've sort of been able to like add these layers to some of the songs.
Right.
They've been really, really cool, and just kind of fleshing things out, making these like crazy guitar tracks and all sorts of stuff. So that's been also very cool, I think.
Yeah, I think I agree with both of them. The term that comes to mind for me is like, it feels like reinvigorating for these songs that we've been kind of hashing out for the past year. It's like you kind of get to look at them in a new light and be like, oh, like it makes you think about what you're about to release, you know, the song itself, how it came about, why you're doing things. But it also, what I'm most excited about is rethinking how to play them live to match the sound that we've made on the EP. Because I think there's a lot that we have been doing that's working really well, but how fun is it to take something that you love so much and like learn how to love it more, and like doing these live songs with these songs we love and like have just spent so much time crafting to make them like our idea of like the perfect thing to release, and then being able to translate that into a live performance is like such an exciting endeavor that we're about to go on. We're like all gonna have to like put our heads in the game again and be like, all right, like we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it well, and like we're gonna figure out how to like do these songs the best service we can for, you know.
It's a new part of the puzzle, right? Like, you know, you're just adding something to it. And that's what makes it even more awesome, because, you know, you already had these songs that you were performing, obviously. And now you're just like having other people's ideas too. That's what we do in critiques all the time in art. And it's nice because you get to see it from a new light. So I think it just seems super special too, because it's going to be your first one. So like, I mean, how many songs are you producing?
Exactly. Seven.
Oh, wow.
Which means, like, Oh, I was sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, no, you interrupt all you want.
I was just gonna say it's funny because Ben, like, I think we told him, we're like, yeah, we want to record like an EP. Like, we're gonna come and record a few songs. And he told us like last night. He was like, yeah, like I thought you guys meant like a couple songs, like, maybe two or three or something. So we originally booked 4 days, and like in our silly little minds, we were like, yeah, that should be ample time to crank out 7 songs. And so obviously we've had to book more dates on top of that. And Ben's kind of like, you guys are okay, you know, it's album, you know.
What if you just an album?
Yeah.
No, but, it's too much.
Yeah. But the thing is, we still have a lot of, you know, other music, like we've been writing a lot, but beyond that too, like, you know, there are parts of our live set that we didn't, you know, we haven't chosen to highlight on this EP. It's like, we really just wanted to give like a taste of different styles that we have that we think that people react well to live. So I feel like it's really exciting that, you know, if there are people who like noisy punk music, there's going to be songs for them. If there's people who are, you know, interested in delicate harmonies and maybe some more pop sensibilities, there's stuff for those folks too.
I was about to ask about that too, because your sound could be, it varies too. So that's what makes you guys also very unique, is that, like, I mean, most musicians can make it like that, but, you know, certain people keep that sound. You guys seem to go, here, let me have some more pop punk, and here is more punk, and here, and I love that. It just, it's really fun, because Flower Bomb does that too. So that's really awesome. I'm sorry. I'm excited for you guys.
Thank you.
So do you have any, are you guys going to plan a tour for the EP, you think? Or
I'm not sure that we've gotten there yet. To be honest, we're still hashing out EP art, and I mean, for some songs, even the name are still up for debate.
Right. At least you got Grady though for the name of the band.
Yes, almost, yeah, almost.
For now.
I think that's definitely something that we want to do. Kind of the logistics around that are still up in the air, but it's definitely on our radar, and something that's a big goal of ours for the year is kind of expanding our reach out of the DC area and kind of like, you know, going and meeting people elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. North Carolina again?
Yeah,
North Carolina would be good.
Philly. We have a weekender planned for July, early July, which we'll release dates for eventually.
But, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's kind of far away.
It is a little far away, but that'll be our first time kind of like dipping our wee toes, outside of home. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But we're really excited to play new places as well.
Well, there you go. Do you have a favorite area you like to perform with past performances in the DC area, or do you like all of them pretty much?
It's hard to choose like a favorite venue in DC because we are so lucky to have so many good ones. I mean, we are like oversaturated with like fantastic venues that have fantastic staff and like fantastic bands to play with. I mean, there are definitely gigs that have been special to us, like gigs where the residency was incredible. It was an honor to be selected. Yeah, we did a residency at DC9 in February. And
I did read about that. I meant to go to you guys, but I couldn't see. I would work so late all the time. And then I was like, well, this old lady's going home.
If we hadn't been playing the show, all of us would have been working too. Yeah. So, you know, we get it. No, that was just an honor and a privilege that like DC9 trusted us with that spot and like trusted us to curate these lineups, bills. It was fantastic to play with friends. Mel, who does sound there and did all of our residency dates, is just absolutely incredible. So that was really special. The gigs we've played at Jam and Java have been really special, seeing as Will and I both work there.
You do? Oh, yeah. That was my area I grew up with.
Very good.
Jamming Java, and then we had Jax right here because I'm a
I remember.
There you guys get it.
We had Jax, and then we had Empire.
Empire.
Epicure. Actually, we were all there. I don't know if you were, but we were there on the night that Epicure died, and it was
insane.
One for the books. Oh,
it was
my God.
Emotional and tumultuous.
I wasn't there.
There were so many people there. It was the most packed I might have seen any building ever.
Yeah,
there was hardly any breathing room. I got, and you know, bartender to other bartender, do what you can do. and, you know, on your last night, you're just getting rid of alcohol. But I think I ordered like a
Jack or rum and coke or
no, it was a whiskey ginger.
Yeah, whiskey ginger.
And I got a cup of something that I had simply never put in my mouth before because they were running out everything in the venue. Like, I think the bartender looked at me and they were just like, I'm so sorry. We don't, like, I threw out a couple options and he was like, we don't have anything. And I was like, no, that's great. Like, take it here. Here's a gracious tip. Serve me whatever you have.
It's like grog.
Yeah.
They sold out the whole bar, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
The end of the night. They also did this, what I thought was so cool too, is they had these like jams where you could sign up. So you would just sign up for a slot and then it would just be like six or seven random musicians would go up. And honestly, there was some good shit.
Yeah, there was.
I was there for that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
Rip Epicure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Goodbye for now.
Yeah, goodbye for now.
For now. Watch it come back randomly. Everything else is.
Thrilled. I would be so happy.
We would do our EP.
Well, no,
really
me too.
Easy, yes.
Yeah. I will call you when they do open again. And I'll be like, you guys are playing first.
That was the first place that Emily and I ever played together. When we were like the infancy of a band, we were just like, the thought of being a band.
It was Grady Fetal Position.
Yes, like, Grady Fetal Position.
We were like, I think we played four gigs there. And I mean, some of our friends, bless their hearts, came to a couple of them. But like, there were a few where truly it was us and the sound guy.
Yeah. Like, I think the first gig we ever played there, we had thought we booked a gig. And then we came in and they were like, who are you? Who are you? And we were like, oh, we're playing tonight. And I think they just let us because it was embarrassing. Oh. 20 minutes, just the two of us. I think we had two people there.
Yeah.
That's good. That's nice.
It's something.
It's something.
But it's so important for like every community to have a place like Epicure where, I mean, I feel like Epicure had fantastic music, but also like they had open mics and like kind of low stakes, you know, space where you can go and play your first gig where your palms are sweating and mom spaghetti and all that. So,
yeah.
No, that is a great area though. When it was open, but it was so great because I had so much, especially for like first timers too. You know, you're like, oh cool, I get to have my two people. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
That's mom
it's
also.
It's low pressure. It's good.
Yeah.
That is good. And then let's see. I guess so. You all do each different types of why can't I think of words right now? Because I'm tired. Instruments. Wow, that was a word. Each of you do each of them, right? So like you stick with the drums more. And piano more. And then what about you? I'm talking to Will.
I play bass.
Just bass only. Okay, that's cool.
Well, he plays bass in Grady, but he's actually also a phenomenal singer and guitar player. He's
He's a multi-band. That's what I meant. I meant in general, like what other types of. Yeah, so you're. Oh, so all of you.
Then. No. Sam also is very like ambidextrous. She plays. I mean, Sam can play. I feel like Sam's one of those people who can kind of play everything. I feel like even if you picked up a trombone, like it would surrender its secrets to you in like record time. But I'm the most limited musically of the group in terms play guitar barely, and I can play the big E string on bass.
She is an inventive musician.
Yes.
Emily has a way with the guitar where I look at it and it makes no sense to me, but it sounds so good and it's really like something to behold. I've seen just absolute virtuosos at guitar look at Emily's fingers and be like, I don't understand and I like it, which is, you know, it's not the skill set I thought that I would be looking for, but I'm so glad that I have her as ammo in this band because she's doing wonders.
Shucks.
And then she's just also the most phenomenal songwriter I've ever met in my life. She's also a poet and she's incredible at that. You know, I'm going to stop.
And then her singer, as well, we've all heard it.
It takes no genius. Not that she's got absolutely.
You're not giving yourself enough credit.
Emily, you're very kind.
Emily, come on now. All of you, though, are simply, wow, talented.
We're blessed.
Lucky to be with these guys.
To be with these guys?
Oh, stop it. I don't want to be in the middle of this.
I don't know if I want to be here anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, I'm actually going to see myself out.
Because it seems like you guys are good, so I'm fine.
I kind of have a question for you, just because you mentioned this, but you said that you'd seen us live a couple times. I was just wondering, like, which venues or, like,
oh my god, shows. Oh my god, I'm trying to even remember, because it was, like, a while ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to assess, like, I have a...
Which we
have,
like, a mental of Brady did
yeah.
say?
We have a mental inventory of all of the shows we've bombed at and we've rocked at.
Yeah.
And
I just wanted to run your experience through my personal appendix.
All I know is, though, I try to remember the last one it was, because I keep seeing Flower Bomb all the time, so their shows are the ones that get me to it. You guys played with them, or have you guys ever?
Yes, we played with them. Last time we played with New them Year's was Eve. New Year's Eve.
That's where I was. Okay, that's what I was.
Oh,
okay, so I taped you guys, and you guys, I don't know if someone like redid it or whatever, but I did tape you guys. I have a few of your songs.
Nice.
If you want
that's
me
cool.
to send you over any of
them.
Yeah, except for Flower Bomb, too. I was like, oh, I'm going to just tape my little kiddos up there.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah, we would love that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, there. That was the show I saw you. I was like, when was the last I went out? That was an amazing show.
It was a fun night.
That was very fun.
We had a really good time. A
lot of friends.
Yeah.
Good audience. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The audience was
absolutely
super, super receptive and super kind. You know, that's kind of our best case. So.
Show.
Oh my god. Show scenario.
Show.
I am having a stroke.
It's okay. I didn't know the word instrument earlier, so I think we're even.
Yeah, we'll ping pong back and forth on it.
Sounds
that show was
good.
A little bit chaotic at moments. I remember somebody in the audience passed a beer forward for Sam, and then I spilled like 45% of it down the neck of my guitar.
Yeah.
And then I tried to wipe the neck of my guitar on the t-shirt of a crowd member. Yeah. And then who I knew, it wasn't like weird.
It wasn't just a random.
Yeah. And then it was just so wet and sticky.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if I got spilled. I was right near the stage too, but it wasn't on me. So thank God. No offense.
Yeah, I got spilled on a lot. Yeah. I got spilled on a couple times that night. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
I was sticky, but I was fulfilled.
I was sticky and I was fulfilled. That sounds. Yeah. So how does that make you feel, Sam?
I did go to therapy about it and I feel okay. I'm medicated.
Our goal is to go from eager but sustaining to sticky and fulfilled.
Sticky and fulfilled.
That's the new name of the band, by the way. Sticky.
There you go. Sticky and fulfilled.
That's the EP name.
EP name. It's so funny because that was a sticky night. I know that sounds really weird, but I'm 5 foot, and so like everything.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling very well. I'm 5'1", so you know, anything on me is gonna end up on me at some point. I keep saying things that sound way more provocative than I'm intending.
I love it though. I just love it.
It's content. It's
good sound bites.
I'm giving something. It's not good, but it's something. Anyway, no, I am. I also had a very sticky evening. I also my throat was hoarse that night, so I spent like half of that gig in the green room with like a little personal humidifier, just like
poor thing.
Huffing rigorously.
I was gonna say huffing too. She was
I was huffing
eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah, eucalyptus. Yeah.
I have to be so careful when I say that word.
What?
Because I mean you can have this. Actually I'm not gonna say it. I say it so wrong in my brain.
Oh. Yeah. I have a voice too. Oh boy.
Yeah, no, Sam was like huffing, you know, soothing vapors.
Vapors.
I think we were all really nervous for that gig because I feel like primarily, like, I don't want to, not in a cocky way, but I don't think we get so nervous anymore for most gigs because you're just like excited, or maybe I'm speaking for myself, but I don't really get so nervous for most gigs. I just am so excited to play or whatever, but I really do feel the nerves when I know there's going to be people I know, and it's like you know, everyone we know is like at that show, and like I can't really drink alcohol. It makes me feel terrible. So I just take magnesium to like calm down.
Yes.
So that night, like Sam's like in the corner, like with her vapors, and I'm like crushing magnesium tabs. We're all just kind of like pacing in the green room. Like, I know them. Like, yeah.
Yeah, this might be too much for the podcast, so feel free to cut.
I personally might keep some of this.
That's fair. I have IBS, so anytime I get nervous, things start functioning heavily. And I have the same thing with Emily, where like, especially playing in front of strangers, I'm excited, but I also have this level of like, okay, if they hate us, they never have to look me in the eyes again if they don't want to. But if it's our friends, they have to come up and do the whole like, oh, you were so good. And then I picture them getting into the car and being like, oh, that was real dog shit. They should probably give that up, which I know is not true. We are so lucky to be blessed.
I was going to say, you guys are so talented, and also your friends are probably truthful. So
yeah, everyone has been very kind to us and very supportive, and we have really good friends who, even if they were thinking it, they would probably never verbalize it in any capacity. Back to the IBS thing, which somehow is not the topic being cut here.
I'm going to keep the huffing part.
You can keep the poop part, too. I'm just a nervous pooper, so I spent 50% of pre-gig huffing my eucalyptus vapors and 50% of it in the public women's bathroom, absolutely fighting for my life, sharing.
God, that sucks a dick, doesn't it? That sucks. It really does.
I have that cross to bear. It's okay.
No, I just have horrible anxiety and stuff, but thinking about like having horrible anxiety on top of having that, I'm just like, God damn. You're a trooper.
It's become a pretty solid part of my personality at this point, and I'm kind of, I feel as though I might be lost without it, so I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna run with it.
We're just lucky that Will is like pretty normal, because both Sam and I are fucked up, like
medical anomalies.
Yeah, and like our brains, like we share like some phobias, like just
it's I've always joked, I think we made the statement like a year ago, maybe, where we had the realization that like Emily and I are very, very, very similar. We're just the type A and type B versions of each other, but like there's a lot of overlap in like our taste and the things we like and the things we don't like at all.
Yeah.
Like
our Venn diagram is more of a lunar eclipse than like a set of cheeks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but Will is Emily and I will do a lot of like and then Will's very stable, very even, and like
he drives the car.
I was gonna try to make like a
and like he'll find out crucial information, like we were playing a gig with a band that we thought had drums, and he was like, guys, like, I don't think they have any drums. And we were like, oh, you silly goose.
Yep. You're lying.
There's simply no way. And then we asked the tour manager, and they were like, oh, yeah, we don't have drums. Yeah. And we were like, oh. Yep. He's just he asked the questions that need to be answered.
Yeah. The questions that I'm afraid to ask. Yeah. Like, do you have a drum kit? Yeah.
Ask me.
He's the trooper of the band. He is truly,
I try to support where I can.
Yeah.
I'm just a dude.
I'm just a guy.
Yeah. I'm just doing my job. Yeah, just a guy.
He's just a little guy, and he's great at it.
Mm, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I just love how much you cherish each other and the energy you guys spit off. It's really awesome.
Thank you.
It's so cute.
We're very lucky to be, in a band with our favorite people, to be, too sappy.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. You did kind of go into her at Friendsgiving and said, hey, I wrote some.
I asked for this. I literally asked for it.
Like the universe basically said, okay, yeah, here you go.
I
think it's awesome.
For success, hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I see success for you guys. You guys
Thank you. You have that.
I can hear it. Grady Band, what would you like to tell people?
I think, the most important thing we could say is, if you feel inspired to make music, if you think that that's the outlet that like calls most to you, do it. You know, I felt pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? I felt like there was no path for me in music for a long time until I heard Emily's music. And it was something that I was like, I really resonated with and I really wanted to do. And now I'm kind of living the life that I always envisioned for myself, and I couldn't be happier. So if you have the urge to do it, and you know, whether that be music or any artistic endeavor, I think we all want to say we're here to support you.
Yeah. And put yourself out there, because like, I mean, Sam would have never found me if I hadn't put a couple songs on, I'm set on Songbird. If I hadn't put a couple songs on SoundCloud, which I think also is like a core message, is that like, if you're trying to make art or what, like in any form, you're going to embarrass yourself. Mm-hmm. Like that's just going to happen to you. It's part of the process. You're going to have moments where you sound terrible or you like sing the wrong thing or play the wrong thing. And you're like, oh, I need to punish myself.
But you don't.
You don't.
The beauty is that you don't.
So like, accept that you will be embarrassed at moments, and just know that it's totally worth it. And hopefully like find yourself a band so there are other people to be embarrassed with you.
Yeah. Solidarity and the embarrassment. And yeah, I mean, I think that something to kind of tie that up would be, when I went up to Emily, Emily was embarrassed that I had heard her SoundCloud demos.
I was.
But if she had never done that, there would have never been somebody on the other end to see the potential and the beauty and like the good in something that she had done, and then, you know, grow it from there. So, you know, just take all those risks, put the music out, go up to the person you want to be in a band with.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that can kind of bog you down from even trying to start something, or maybe, you know, wherever you're at in your musical or artistic endeavor. But if you like really believe in it and work super hard, then your labor will bear fruits for sure. Maybe you don't know, maybe it's not what you expected, but you will get something for sure. It's something very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Even if that's just the gratification of being able to say that you did it.
Yes.
Yeah. YOLO,
which is straight up the most beautiful thing you can get.
On God, dude. Yeah.
A gift to yourself.
I love that. A gift to yourself. Aw, you guys are so corny and lovely. I love it in the best way, because it's true. I would say the same thing to like my creative people, not to myself half the time, but to others. So
yeah.
No.
It's easier said than done. Yeah, it's harder to.
It really is. I love that. And how can we find you guys?
Really, in only one creepy spot. Way. ETM, which is Instagram. So you can follow us at Grady Band. That is,
she's doing her show quote.
Grady Band.
Give it to me. Oh, I love the.
That was the best.
Thank you. Right. No, see, there's just no reason why you can't find us now.
Yeah. You know how to spell it out.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the one place where you can follow us for updates, and yeah, hopefully music incoming. So we will be on streaming platforms near you in the future.
You'll have to see it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. If once you have a vinyl too, I'll be buying that.
You know what? It's so funny. We're in my parents' basement right now, and which is, God, I mean,
shout out to the art.
I can't, never mind. I was going to be like, this is my music, man.
Like, you sound like an old man.
I've been playing music in here since the fourth grade, so it's a hallowed hall for me. But then my dad just fixed his record player, and so I had like a Crossley in college, which all that did was destroy my records. You know what I mean? But like, just have been listening to a lot of vinyl with my dad, and it's been like the most wholesome, incredible thing. And so it's funny, like, I'm like, I cannot wait to listen to our music on vinyl. Hopefully someday. Yeah.
Would be a dream.
And I can't wait for that for you too. So
thank you
guys so much for coming on. It was really a treat. And
thank you so much for having us.
You were awesome. This was so much fun.
Thank you.
This was such a fun episode. I really loved getting to know Grady and just, but all three of them, they are so freaking, okay, I'll say it, fucking talented. It's not even funny. And the fact that they play so many instruments, and I can't believe it, how Sam and Emily met. It's really adorable. That's all I can say. And Will, I can't believe you put up with this too. No, I'm just kidding. I think you three tripod, because a tripod is are amazing. And I can't wait for your EP to come out and just hear your songs again, because you're so amazing live. And I really can't wait to promote this EP that's coming soon, because I'm stoked for you. You guys deserve it. Honestly, I can't wait to see what you guys do. That's all I have for this, because honestly, who needs to say more about Grady? They seriously took it to the next level, and a woman fronted band. It's amazing. It truly is.
And this was What I'd Like to Tell People.